Excuse me. I think we might have to stop you there. Michael, can I have a word with Michael? Now, I know that that song was recorded first in 1974. The Drifters were founded in 1953. How old are you?
82.
You can't be. It's important. You're younger than I am. How old are you really?
I'm 38 years old.
So in what sense can you be a drifter then?
Well, I was hired by the Treadwell family, like any other drifter that was a part of the lineup from 1953 to this point. We all had to audition and spend time as understudies with the Drifters and finally get our chance.
So what makes you an authentic drifter then, and not just a very brilliant covers band?
Well, we all have to have the same look, same sound as drifter members of the past. I was likened to a guy by the name of Gerhard Thrasher, who was an original member. I had a similar tenor voice, similar build, and similar look. It's sort of befitting that the Drifters are guys that have come and gone from this particular lineup. As a matter of fact, Clyde McFadder, who actually started the Drifters lineup, spent less than 2 years as a Drifter himself. And a lot of Drifters in the early days were drafted to the military service, and that's why they left.
Well, listen, I think before we let you play, I think we need to settle this question and decide with this audience here whether we are truly in the presence of the Drifters. I'm going to seek the wisdom of the regulars here in the Philosopher's Arms. They say they're the Drifters, but are they? Are they not just a perfect tribute act of a band that was founded in 1953, a simulacrum of some sort? Anybody has a thought on that, bang your glass and we'll come to you. Sir?
To say they're not the same as the Drifters would be to say that the Berlin Symphony Orchestra isn't the same as the Berlin Symphony Orchestra of 80 years ago.
OK. Well, this has happened to a lot of bands, hasn't it? I mean, Bucks Fizz, Hawkwind, the Four Tops, the Sugar Babes, they've all had different lineups. I mean, we don't say the Beatles are not the Beatles because Pete Best was replaced by Ringo Starr. I want to introduce you now to the philosopher Julian Baggini. Julian, what philosophical problem do the Drifters embody?
Well, they embody the problem of many things. What does it mean to say that something is the same thing over time? Because no matter what you look at, virtually everything changes to some extent. And yet, without a concept of sameness, without an idea that certain things can remain the same over time, we kind of are threatened with a kind of logical anarchy.
There's a textbook paradox from which this emerges, though, isn't there?
Well, there is. It actually goes back to Plutarch in the first century, but in its philosophical form, it really comes with Thomas Hobbes, and it's the ship of Theseus. And the idea is this. Theseus has this ship, goes into dry docks, and his bits are replaced, and this occurs over time. Like any ship, it needs maintenance. Now, what happens is that over a number of years, actually, every single plank, every single mast, every single rivet, whatever it is they used to make ships in those days, has been changed. So is it true to say that this is still the original ship of Theseus? Why are people interested in it? It depends on the problem. But I think the problem that is most interesting to people is perhaps when it refers to ourselves, because we're made up of bits as well, and our bits change.